Like I said, on Holy Thursday, many of us were shocked to see, beginning of Holy Week, the famous Notre Dame de Paris Cathedral got burned down. Yet, as emerging details came about, there is a real lesson to be learned from the Notre Dame's fire tragedy. When all seemed to be lost with the engulfing flames, seem worse than what it is, the structure of the cathedral withstood because of its firm foundation and its strong walls. The relics were saved by courageous firefighters. And interestingly, the priest chaplain, Father Jean-Marc Fournier, his last name actually in French means fire tender, the one that tend fire. He ran into the fire itself, into the cathedral with his firefighter, to form a formidable human chain to save the Eucharist and many important relics. In an interview, Father Fournier said to many people, especially when he finally saved the Eucharist, he said, "Here I am, completely alone in the nave of the cathedral, in the middle of burning debris falling down from the ceiling. I call upon Jesus to help us save his home. I did not want to simply leave with Jesus. I took the opportunity to perform a benediction with the Blessed Sacrament." Before he left the cathedral, he took the Eucharist and blessed the cathedral. I believe it's not a coincidence that the cathedral stands firm now. It's not a coincidence that everything that were thought to be lost in the beginning are saved. What important and amazing is that if you see the pictures when the firefighters came into the cathedral afterward, what was still there? The cross was still there. And the Pietà, which is the marble depiction of the Blessed Mother beholding Jesus after his crucifixion, remained intact. Many things were left untouched. Even if you look at many videos, even many of the candles were still flickering and kept burning, even though many, many people and many reports initially feared that the flame and the heat, the combination of them with the stone structure, would make the inside become a living oven itself. Yet, in the midst of this tragedy, many people stood and prayed the rosary. How beautiful it was to hear the Ave Maria sung on the street of Paris. The Blessed Mother, I think, listened and interceded for them, and God granted their prayer. My brothers and sisters, all that came together was nothing short of a miracle, in my opinion, in my faith, in spite of many technical and human errors. And Easter, in the same way, testified to the same truth. What seemed lost by the selfishness and evil done by humanity was taken and transformed by Jesus Christ as the effective means of salvation. How divine love personally answers to human evil. The Almighty took our evil pettiness, transformed and made it the great personal manifestation of love that vindicated and conquered, saved and redeemed us from the power of evil, the slavery of sin. God always had the final word, and that word is loved. Nothing can silence, muffle, or kill it. Our God is the vindicator. He has risen and has conquered sin, and with him is our alleluia. So therefore, we need to ask ourselves, are we the Easter people? Are we willing to embrace the cross, enter the darkness of the tomb, as to be raised up by him, or we Or do we simply want to be bystanders? Abandon hope as we go away when it gets tough. Is the life of Jesus Christ and living in us, in our everyday life, and how we worship and how we come to the Eucharist each and every week, or only a few times, or when it's convenient for us? My brothers and sisters, we are the Easter people, and Jesus Christ is not a choice among many choices. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we are his disciples, his witnesses, the living testimonial that love has and will conquer this world because God is love. He is real, and his love for us is real. And he has shown us in how he chose to suffer, to die, and rose again for us. Initially, this was not a part of my homily, but today, as you can see, I wear a different chasuble than my ordination chasuble. And this chasuble was gifted to me by Mother Teresa's sisters. And it's hot. It's really hot underneath. And I'm like a roasting pig underneath right now. But I sent an email to Mother Superior, and I told her, Mother, I'm wearing the chasuble that you gave me as my ordination gift. And she said, how wonderful. I thought you will, you know. And so she also sent me 4 pictures of what they have done in the last 3 months. And I was getting anxious because usually when I send money to them each month, she would always call and said, hey, I have received your money. But in the last 3 months, I didn't receive anything. And I didn't know if anything happened to her or anything happened at all. But I didn't want to be rude and call her. So she emailed me today, and she said, Len had been so busy. Many of the abandoned, destitute, the elderly that the sisters pick up from the street had died. She said, in one house, in 3 months, 6 of the elderly died. And what's beautiful about the life and the work of the sisters is this. They pick up these people from the street, and they're not even Catholic. And they care for them, and they love them, and they give them the most respect. You know, if you and I want to go to confession and feel bad, go to confession with a nun. You know, every time I hear their confession, I said, oh, I'm the worst sinners ever. Because, like, all they ever confess is that, Father, I have failed to love and see Jesus Christ in the poor and the abandoned. Oh, Father, I have failed to pay full attention during Eucharistic adoration and prayer. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I am a piece of crap or something, you know? But, you know, their love for Christ is so amazing. So amazing. And their love for Christ is real. Huh? And that's why I respect and I love them. Because in them, I can see Christ. In them, I can love Christ through them. My brothers and sisters, if our world asks, where is Jesus Christ now? The answer would be, Jesus Christ is in living in you and I. How are our actions and our words reflect the life of Jesus Christ? How are we, the Easter people, willing to live, willing to love, willing to sacrifice? My brothers and sisters, Mother Teresa's sisters in Vietnam and throughout the world never preach or shove the gospel onto someone's throat. But by how they care for the poor and the forgotten and the abandoned, almost all of the people who came into their home before they died became Catholics. Because they all said, we have found the love of Jesus Christ in the sisters and through the sisters. My brothers and sisters, my hope for you and I is the same. I pray every day, honest to God, I pray every day that our parish will not just be a wealthy parish, because God knows we will never be wealthy, but that our parish will be wealthy or rich in love, of how we care for one another, of how we can be welcoming and love one another. My brothers and sisters, life will go on. People will come and go. But how will we live with one another? How will we love one another so that when people come in this door, they can feel that this is not a cliquish, not a self-imposed or self-enclosed parish, but a parish that love, parish that welcome, the parish that Jesus Christ is living in and through us. My brothers and sisters, the Easter antiphon is, "This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad." At your parish priest, at Christ the King here, I pray that we are always joyful and glad in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is our alleluia. He is our joy. He is our hope. And this is why we believe, not in something, in someone, in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ has risen. Alleluia. So therefore, let our alleluia and our Easter, our joy, be radiated, and it's become so contagious that it changed the world and the people around us as well.